Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. The How It Ends podcast is an exploration of daily life and the imprint it leaves on our memory and consciousness. This podcast is made by me, Micah Jones, with some help from my two closest friends, Elia Cabral and Devin Williams. I'm not sure where this journey will take me, so follow along as I try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. I'm releasing this in real time, so if you're just joining, please start from the beginning, and thank you for listening.
Hello, Mr. Williams. This is Shirley calling from the Devil's Tower Lodge in Wyoming. I want to thank you for staying with us on your recent trip, but I also have a question for you. Our housekeeping staff found the package and note you left in your room. While we'd be happy to mail your souvenirs out to you, there unfortunately wasn't any postage attached to it. If you could please give me a call back and let me know what you'd like me to do with it, our number here is 307-569.
This is ridiculous, man.
Hello, Devil's Tower Lodge. This is Shirley speaking. How can I help you today?
Hey, yeah, Shirley. This is Devin Williams returning your phone call.
Oh, hi, Mr. Williams. So nice to speak with you again. I have your package right here next to me, safe and sound.
Okay.
I'll be happy to send this out to you however you want. Just let me know.
Well, sure.
We do this all the time for folks who come into town and purchase non-TSA-approved gifts to bring home. So it really is no trouble at all.
Well, the thing is...
Sorry to call and bother you at home, by the way. Generally, we just charge the shipping fee to the credit card on file, but we couldn't do that this time, since you paid up front in cash. I've weighed it out, and the cost is $8.34 to ship via the post office. Would you like to give me a credit card number over the phone?
Okay, sure.
We accept Venmo now, too, if you prefer. My niece set this up last week.
Okay. Yeah, Shirley. So, well, first of all, thank you. You're being very kind and accommodating. However, there's been a serious misunderstanding. You see, I've never been to Wyoming, so that couldn't possibly be my package. And we've never met.
But I spoke to you.
Yeah. See, the thing is, you spoke to someone. They were calling themselves Devin Williams, but it was not me.
Is your phone number 401-5?
Yeah, but...
And your address is 1 Bull Street, Providence, Rhode Island?
Yeah, that is my information.
Sir, if you can't remember sitting here, I'm not sure what to tell you.
Okay, Shirley. What I'm trying to say is that someone else used my information and pretended to be me.
Mr. Williams, I apologize for being short, but we are very busy in here. Would you like me to mail out this package or not?
Okay. Sure. Why don't you give me that Venmo information your niece set up? Hey, folks. I've been racking my brains, texting people, low-key Facebook stalking, and I haven't got a single clue who could be sending me these packages. None of my friends are traveling, none that I can see from lurking anyway. Honestly, I don't even know who would do this. Even as a prank, and it's because it's not even really that funny. I'm trying not to blow things out of proportion, but this is at least a super messed up joke. And a worst, well, I don't even know. Micah? I'm coming in. Micah, you home? Hey, come on, buddy. Looks like you and me got some work to do. So, trying to go through this box that was sent to me before and make sense of any of this garbage. Maybe if I can figure out why someone would be sending me this stuff, you know, when the next box comes, I'll be able to understand it more. We'll see. Went down to get Micah just to get another set of eyes on it. She's not home, so looks like I'll need Fox Mulder's investigative skills here. Yeah, that's right, little dude. You and me. So, I set everything out in what seems like sort of an organized way. We've got all the loose sheets of steno paper laid out in a row, even the blank ones. The post-it note with the URL eatatjims.com written on it. A hand-drawn map on some 8.5x11 paper. A postcard from Ashland, Pennsylvania. And a brick of coal... charcoal briquette, actually. All right. You stumped too, Mulder? Same here, man. Well, let's start with the postcard. That's kind of the least cryptic. Yeah. What to do in Ashland, PA? Okay. Pioneer Tunnel Coal Mine and the Museum of Anthracite Mining. That explains the hunk of coal, I guess. Centralia Graffiti Highway. Oh, that looks like it might be up my alley. Bookmark. Let's see here. Ooh, oh, Centralia. I thought I'd heard of this place before. Where was it? On a podcast, maybe? Oh, can't remember which one. But, yeah. Here. So, this place was a mining town, and it's been on fire continuously since 1962. Like an 8-mile stretch of coal mine just burning. And folks estimate like it could burn for another 250 years. Most of the town moved out, accepted government buyout, etc., etc. By sometime in the early 90s, though, I think they said it was 92, yeah. So by 1992, the government took the land by eminent domain. So, of course, some residents refused to leave. Basically, they came up with the deal so a few folks could stay, but could never sell their houses or will them to next of kin. So once these folks die out, the town will be completely empty, like a ghost town, indefinitely. It says here that the 2010 census counted 10 people. 10 people. That's a wild-ass story. Let's see. Centralia, Ashland, and Frackville, all within 10 miles of each other. Huh. Frackville. Weird. Maybe this is a map of the area, then? It doesn't seem to be matching up to anything. I'm not sure how all this connects. Is it some kind of trail? Treasure map? Directions to a dead body? Yeah, I know, Mulder. Morbid joke. Been hanging out with your mom and Auntie Elia for too long. Hey! Alright, no, snack time? Yeah. You know Uncle Devin's good with the snackies. There we go, buddy. Muncha muncha. Alright, let's try this URL again, see if we can find anything. Aha! Mulder! Clue! You're neck deep in snacks right now. What do you care? Alright. So, for those of you out there who do care, do you all remember when I first got this box and Micah typed in this random URL that was in here? Eatatjims.com? At the time, it went to a Tumblr page that was password protected, so we couldn't see it. Well, looks like the password's been removed. There's only a few imagery posts. The geyser, some wizard-looking dude, Nat Geo-style animal photos, an old Yogi Bear poster, some symbols, other random stuff. The Zoolander gif. Pop, I think I got the black lung. Yeah, such an underrated movie. Anyhow, let's see here. Hold on. Okay. So there's a scene from Zoolander after he's working in the mines. Plus, I got a brick of coal. And then there's an image of William Blake's book, the one with the flames on the cover. And after that is the image from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure what's up with the rest of these images. But these three, at least, all kind of connect with the Centralia story. And this Always Sunny image, it's the one of the guy who's looks like he's trying to connect the conspiracy theory and, you know, all the red yarn. I don't know what's actually happening in the scene because I never saw the show, but damn, I mean, this almost feels like someone's trolling me. Hey, look, hey, my clues, man, come on. I'm trying to Carbon San Diego this thing here. Be cool, Mulder. Down, down, down. Yeah. Hey, so I was just picking up the papers that Mulder pushed off the table. And just to recap, in the box that I got a few weeks ago, there are a bunch of random papers torn from a steno pad. Some of them just have, like, random little doodles. You know, there was a creepy poem that Micah read and some other nonsense. A few of the pages were blank. And I thought they were just ripped out and thrown in there haphazardly with the other papers. You know, like, I don't know, it's padding maybe? I actually almost threw them out. I'm not sure why I didn't, but either way, these pages aren't necessarily blank. They're impressions on them. You know, like when you're writing on a notepad and you leave the imprint of what you were writing on the next page or two? Well, these aren't absent-minded looking scribbles like the other doodles. The images are big, deliberate, precise. They wanted me to find them. But if I know anyone who can decipher these cryptic images, it's probably L.
This is Elia. Leave a message if you want, but I probably won't remember to listen to it.
Yeah, you're right, bud. I didn't want to have to go there, but I think I'm going to have to.
Hello, Devil's Tower Lodge. This is Shirley speaking. How can I help
you? Hi, Shirley. Devin Williams again.
Hello, Mr. Williams. I assure you, once I get a confirmation from the Venmo on your payment,
I'm not calling you about the package, Shirley. In fact, you don't even have to worry about sending it to me.
You don't want it?
Well, no, I do. But can you book me a room for next Thursday?
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.